Who wins? Who loses?
Good game. Good game.
Want to know what the experts say?
Let's go bring it up!
Oh, well, we don't really have any experts per se.
Bring it up! Bring it up! Bring it up!
It's the Danny Wright Show's weekly NFL picks.
We are the champions.
With Brad and Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer. The Sports Buzz.
97.7 The River.
Week 8 in the NFL. I got Brad and Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer doing our NFL picks. Time for wild card games. Brad, what's your wild card?
I have Cardinals in Minnesota. And for those of you that watched the Thursday night just puke fest that all the games have been, but Andy Dalton throwing interceptions all over the place, Kyler Murray yelling at Kingsbury, DeAndre Hopkins yelling at Kyler Murray because they're still not on the same page. And yet they pretty much lay it on New Orleans because they were able to get two pick sixes. But if you watch that game, that offense was not good. It's not. James Conner is still hurt. Eno Benjamin, what is his deal? They're very one-dimensional. It's almost like DeAndre Hopkins was like, hey, man, I got a lot of incentives in my contract. I've missed six games. You got to get me to those incentives because they're only throwing the ball to him. Minnesota is weak on the passing side, but they're so good and so consistent offensively. They're aggressive defensively. I think they're going to be able to create some problems in the trenches for Kyler Murray. But the Cardinals don't have an answer for Dalvin Cook and Justin Jefferson. And everyone always kills Cousins for not being spectacular, for this, for that. Just don't make mistakes against this team. Force the Cardinals to have to play, sort of frantically on offense. Force them to have to try and do something frantic on defense. And you just grind them into the ground. I don't even know what the spread is off the top of my head here, but Minnesota's a 3.5-point favorite. Take them to win outright, and you could tease that number up. I would take the Vikings to win pretty healthily.
My wild card pick is going to be the New England Patriots at the red hot New York Jets. Basically, you've got a couple factors going into this. Obviously, Mac Jones is getting the start. We that already came out and said, as much as I like Zappy. But it's one of those things where, the Patriots are just not a good team right now. They've had some inconsistencies behind center. And now, they're middle of the road everywhere. Middle of the road in the run, middle of the road in the pass, kind of middle of the road in the defense. And that's the thing that the Jets have over them is that their defense is top 10 defense right now. I think they're ranked 8th. And Jets have a lot to prove. They were not that good of a team last year. And you can bet that Robert Saleh is doing everything he can to remind them of that 53-14 loss last year. Belichick, this is a big game for him. He wants to win this one for his record books to pass as one of the all-time coaches, all-time scoring coaches or winning coaches. So they've got a lot to go, but I think the Jets are way hungrier in this one. And they got a bigger dog in the fight and they're going to be at home. So I'm taking the Jets on this.
My wild card is Packers at Bills at Sunday Night Football. I know on paper it seems like, or at least when the schedule came out, this seemed like one of the biggest matchups, but the Packers not been living up to their potential, or at least their history. So you would think that it would be a Bills victory, and you'd be right. I'm picking the Bills just to pad my stats. Thanks, guys.